This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Leaving the hustle and bustle of city life behind isn't always easy, but for some, it's exactly what they need. Today, I'm joined by Martha Galhini, who has relocated from O'Connell Street in Dublin to rural County Leitrim. She's embracing the slower pace of life while taking on the challenge of renovating a 100-year-old farmhouse. We'll be talking about why she chose the countryside over the city, what it's like commuting and settling into a rural community, and her experience navigating mortgages and home renovation. Martha, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you for having me. I loved the introduction.
Martha, you've moved from the bustling streets in Dublin to lovely rural Leitrim. I'm sure there's plenty of people in Dublin who don't even know that Leitrim exists. What inspired your move?
So I'm from Leitrim, and I left Leitrim when I was 19 years old to go to college, and I've lived away since then. I've lived in Italy, I lived up in Northern Ireland, and I always had this thing of going, where am I going to live? Because I worked in Dublin, my whole life was in Dublin, but I knew I would never be able to afford a house in Dublin. And so this house became available, and I fell in love with this house straight away when I saw this house online, and it was an affordable price. And the very first thing I did when I saw this house was check train times between Dublin and Leitrim to see, is this a life that's possible for me to live in Leitrim and commute to Dublin for my job? And that's exactly what I did.
And you're still in the job in Dublin that you had while you lived there. How are you finding the commute times every day?
Well, I'm not in every day, which makes it bearable, doable. I'm a lecturer in a college, so I also have great holidays. I'm usually in 3 days a week. And to be perfectly honest, I quite enjoy the commute, I have to say. I drive to the train. That's about a 30-minute drive. That's the only part that feels commute-ish to me. And then once I get on the train, I find it quite relaxing. I either do some work or I read. I do my social media. I listen to music. It's quite a nice me time session, you know. I enjoy it, I have to say. I wouldn't be able to do it all year round, though.
I'm sure.
I always know everybody's coming. Yeah.
I'm sure it gives you plenty of time to plan and imagine what you want to make of your 100-year-old farmhouse. You found it on daft.ie, but what was it that drew you to it?
I think I always loved old style farmhouses. I knew I'd never want a modern build. And this house just looked really idyllic to me. It was set in 5.2 acres of land. There's lots of lovely trees around it. It had great character, you know, those low, big, deep windows. And just something also magical that I can't quite explain, that I just felt drawn to it straight away. And I just loved it straight away. So it was more than just physically what I could see. It just felt right, if that makes any sense.
And renovating a property that's that old must come with some challenges. What has been the biggest challenge for you so far with it?
I suppose there's lots when I think about it. Everything takes so long. I thought I was going to be, it's nearly 2 years since I saw the house. And, you know, went sale agreed. And I thought I was going to be in the house in a matter of months. So I'm living with my mum for almost the last year. So the length of time it's taking is one of the biggest challenges. You just wanted to keep moving all the time, but you're always waiting on an electrician or a plumber or somebody to come out. Financially, it becomes more expensive than you ever expect it to. There's always a job that you didn't know needed to be done. And unfortunately, a lot of the jobs are things that you can't even see. So you can't even get that excited about them. It might be insulation or, you know, plumbing or the electrics. And the house looks the exact same after all this money and work has gone into it. So there's also that. And also, it's not always easy because I'm in Dublin. And it's hard to kind of manage the house with being in Dublin and my job and all of that. So they're all the challenging parts of it.
And when it comes to the financial side of things, do you think there's enough government support for people buying and renovating rural properties that are maybe that bit older?
I think that the grants are amazing. I got the vacant and the top up derelict grant, which is €70,000 to do up my house. I don't like to think of what kind of a condition the house would be in and what condition I'd be living in if that hadn't existed. I probably would have just had to move into the house more or less as it was. So I think that that's fantastic. A lot of people, I know a lot of people don't feel like that. A lot of people feel like the prices are increased by the builders and the electricians once they know that the grant is involved. But that hasn't been my experience. So 70,000, in my opinion, goes a long way towards a project like this.
And how was your experience with getting the grant in the first place? Did you have to fill in much paperwork, or was it an easy process?
It was actually quite easy. The paperwork wasn't that long or that extensive. I sat down with my builder and we went through an estimation of the works and the costs. We sent it in to Leitrim County Council. It's probably different also from county to county. Leitrim obviously has a smaller population than a lot of the other counties, so maybe it's faster here. But they got back to me within a week or two. They sent somebody out to the house and they checked it and they approved it. And then not long after that, the work started on the house. And then we realised that actually the house was in a much worse condition than we had thought. When I say we, I mean me and the builder. And so then I had to reapply for the derelict grant, which meant getting a structural engineer to come and check the house. And he filled in the paperwork that time, sent it in. And again, within a matter of days, it was approved. So it was very, very, very fast and very easy in my experience.
I found it surprising on your social media. I often hear a lot of people complaining about the mortgage applications and that it's a difficult process, but you found it surprisingly easy.
I did, and I say it's because I knew nothing about it. So I wasn't going in with any, you know, mental blocks. I was just going in saying, okay, I'm going to figure this out. Whatever I need to know today, I'll figure that out. And people will try and tell me about things down the line, like stamp duty, blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, no, I don't need to know about that right now. You know, one day at a time. You can figure out a lot yourself these days with ChatGPT. And I just kept going, like each day dealing with the next hurdle. And it's like, if you're a law of attraction person, everything about this process went really well for me, which made me feel like I was on the right track with this really, really huge decision. The mortgage process was lovely. My mortgage guy was really helpful. And I was able to say to him, I don't know anything about this process. You need to explain this to me really simply.
If someone is like you and they want to get on the housing ladder, they want to take out a mortgage for themselves and they know nothing about it, what is the first step now that you would take that you have the experience in it?
Well, I started, and people laugh at me and say, you had to Google what a mortgage is. I started at the very beginning, Google, what is a mortgage? I'm not joking. What is a mortgage? How does that work? What is the process? And then from there, I was like, okay, there's a mortgage broker, there's a mortgage advisor. What's the difference in those two? I didn't know. Do you have to pay them? I didn't know. So I was given a recommendation from somebody for a mortgage advisor. I'm still trying to figure out which one's which. Mortgage advisor for a guy that worked in EBS, and I went straight to him. I sat down with him and I said, there's this house I've seen. I want to buy it. I know nothing about mortgages. Where do we go from here? So I think finding, maybe having a recommendation for a mortgage advisor from somebody else. And then for me, being very straightforward with that person from the very beginning and saying, you need to like talk to me in really, really simple terms, because I've never done this before and I've never like checked into this topic before. I've never listened to people talking about mortgages before. So you need to make it as straightforward as possible. So that's what I did. That made it very easy for me in that sense. You know, it was never too far ahead of me or too overwhelming, because that's the way I approached it.
I love your approach on it. It's very refreshing to hear that someone isn't pretending that they know everything about it. And it gives a lot of hope for people who may be going into the process as well. But when it comes to actually leaving Dublin for the countryside, what would be your top piece of advice for someone who's thinking of doing the same?
God, when people ask me for advice, I never have any. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying to people you should, I'm not going out there with a message telling people you should leave the city and move to the country. But I would hate to think of anybody thinking about doing this and wanting to do it and being afraid to do it. That's so for those people, I would like to say, you know, if it is a feeling that you're experiencing, to not be afraid and just follow your heart and go for it, because country life is not like what it used to be. I feel like the world has changed a lot. there's a lot more going on in the countryside, in the small towns, than people realise. There's great communities, there's loads of activities. When I left Leitrim, we didn't have gyms, we didn't have cinemas, we didn't have very many restaurants. It's come on so much. And it's actually, in my opinion, easier to meet friends in the countryside than in the city often. You know, in the city, I didn't know my neighbours. I had no sense of community. Whereas here, everybody is connected. It's a lovely experience, you know, and I got to experience both, which is great. I loved the city as well. But it just had run its course for me, and I was ready for nature and peace and community and all those good things.
That is very refreshing. Looking back from your journey so far, is there anything that you would have maybe done a bit differently or changed?
I don't think so. I think it's been all, as I said, very easy, very enjoyable for me. I'm very glad I decided to document it on social media as well. I'd recommend that to anybody who's going through a journey like this, because, I mean, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. It's just opening up so many opportunities. I'm getting to work with lots of great businesses. And that was just, you know, it wasn't my intention to do that. I've always posted on social media, but I just started doing it every day because there was so much going on with the house. And it's lovely for me also just to be able to look back on the journey of seeing the house come along. So, I don't think there is anything I would change. It's been all wonderful.
And when it comes to the renovation, how far along are you, or do you still have a long road ahead of you?
It's hard to say. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking that maybe I'll be in a month or so. The house is warm, it's dry, it has electrics, it has plumbing. It doesn't have, my floors are arriving today, which is very exciting. It doesn't have toilets in yet. It doesn't have a kitchen in yet. So it's basically bare inside. But I feel like all the heavy work is done. So hopefully, like, in the next month or so, which will be a nice time of year to move in as well. The evenings are getting brighter. Yeah. So hopefully not too much delays.
The most exciting part is ahead of you now. If anyone wants to follow along on your home renovation journey, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram and TikTok as Martha Gilhini, and I'm on Facebook as Martha's Looking Glass.
Thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat today, Martha, and best of luck with the rest of your home renovation.
Thanks so much, Leah.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.